Hello and welcome back to the Daily Tzikas Atzadi Chabura. Today is episode 6, Os Vav. And today our Tzadok is going to further be discussing, analyzing this idea of Kabbalah's Omach Hoshemayim, this idea of accepting God's dominion and His presence in our lives. And he's going to further explicate the process of having a complete sense of Kabbalah's Omach Hoshemayim in our lives as a way of having a spiritual practice. And we're going to talk about certain spiritual ideas, but also how we embody those ideas and have a much deeper, richer impact on our lives as well. So says Rav Tzadok,
Kabbalah's Omach Hoshemayim Shlema, to have a complete sense of Kabbalah's Omach Hoshemayim. So he quotes the Gemara here in Brachos Tesvav Amal Aleph, that's 15a, and the full Gemara says, HaRotzi Shegia Kabbalah Lav Omach Hoshemayim Shlema, a person wants to have a complete sense of God's presence and awareness of that presence in our lives. So what do you do? Here's a process. Yifda, first you go to the bathroom, v'yitul yadav, and then you wash your hands, atilas yadayim, v'yaneach tefillin, then you put on your tefillin, v'yikra kriyashma, and then you recite kriyashma, v'yispala, and then you daven. What's referring to here is the Shemoneh Esrei, the Amida, v'zuhi malchus shemayim shlema, and this is a complete Kabbalah's O malchus shemayim. And so now Rav Tzadok is going to do is he's going to show how these aren't just physical actions, but rather these are also metaphors for how to have a complete approach to really open ourselves up to a profound religious experience of Kabbalah's Omach Hoshemayim. So he says, at first, nifne. So it literally means, he said, go to the bathroom. However, says Rav Tzadok Perush, mikol gilulei tavas om hazeh hamosaros asher lo l'shem shemayim. And so what first needs to be said in order to understand this line is that we have a soul and we have a body. And part of our mission is to uplift the body, to sanctify the body, to bring, restore the balance between the soul and the body, which is part of the vision of many of the Mikubalim and the Hasidic masters talk about, is the vision of the future, of having that restoration of that relationship between one's body and one's soul. But right now we don't have that. And the goal is for us is to sanctify our bodily actions through Torah and mitzvos. And it can be a challenge. You know, when are we veering into a sense of egotistical or egoistic yeshus, a sense of substantiality, a sense of being apart from God, and when are we just doing what we need to do in order to help ourselves thrive and keep going? As it says with Tzadok, part of the first process of tefillah, of here, of this journey of Avodas Hashem, is to this technique of emptying ourselves, of trying to find the sensitivity of where we need to be exactly, precisely, in what we're doing, how we encounter the physical world. And therefore, says Rav Tzadok, the metaphor of going to the bathroom actually is a perfect image here, because the body takes certain things, the nutrients and the energy from the food that we eat, but also there's the waste product. And the process of going to the bathroom is the process of removing, of setting aside and distinguishing that which is essential and that which is extra. There, the word he's using here, of mosaros. The next stage, after we've emptied ourselves out in a spiritual, metaphorical way, says Rav Tzadok, v'notal yadav. So then we wash our hands. And obviously we do that, it's called Netilas Yadayim. But as Rav Tzadok, he says, shamati, and again, he hears, this is a teaching he heard from his Rebbe, the Ishutzer, Mordechai Yosef Leiner, shezeh remizas rechitzas yadayim al siluk negios. And so now, this isn't just serving as a metaphor, like the first stage was of going to the bathroom, but rather it's maybe also an intention that should frame the action, the ritual of washing our hands. There is the idea of, you know, maybe making ourselves clean and removing spiritual impurity. But here we find again another emphasis on that point we mentioned before, that, you know, so much of the obstacles in living a rich, robust spiritual life is the sense of the grandiosity of self, a certain sense of the yeshus, the ego, that serves as an obstacle between us and God. And so in order for us to have the possibility of having a true sense of God's presence in our lives, we need to be able to move past ourselves, move beyond the sense of the I. And this is part of it. The siluk negios, the removal of biases. I mean, so much of the biases that frame our existence in a very particular I-centric, me-centric way, it needs to be removed in order for us to see a bigger, more richer picture. In fact, this is why the Arizal says that at the very beginning of when we daven, we say that we're makabel on ourselves, we accept upon ourselves the mitzvah of yahavta l'recha kamocha, of loving a fellow Jew as ourselves, because this is what tefillah is about, as we're seeing in Rav Tzadok as well. It's about moving beyond the I, there's a larger collective, first towards other people, and that, Rav Tzadok is explaining now, can serve as a mechanism for a greater and richer connection with God. But then Rav Tzadok offers another interpretation, a intention to frame this ritual of Netilas Yadayim. that he says Vieshlomar Od Romez al Harachita Mima Shikvar Nichlchu Kliyamasa Miosan Matinofos Yerchatzam Bemehadas Vitiher. This is another metaphor, another framing intention for this action, is that, you know, think about this action in the larger picture of every previous and future action. At times we wish we could have achieved the aspirations we set out for ourselves, to be really living in line with the values and the ideals that we possess. But sometimes we fail. We mess up in the area of the Kli Hamasa, as Rav Tzadok says. And therefore, when we wash our hands at the beginning of the day, of the Netilas Yadayim in the morning, what we're doing is we're telling ourselves, today is a new day. It's a sense of freshness. It's a new opportunity to pursue that trajectory of transcendence. And so, even though they were metunach, they became dirty, we had failed, we veered off the path, we didn't achieve what we wanted to achieve, we didn't live in concert with those values. Nevertheless, Rav Tzadok, we do Netilas Yadayim to say, we could do it again. We get up again. We try again. And that these waters of the Netilas Yadayim, like the mikvah, which is the term he's referencing here, the mehadas, which the Rambam uses in his Hilchos Mikvos, to describe the waters, the purifying, edifying, spiritually enhancing waters of the mikvah, they also function here too, to serve as a power to give us a sense of newness, of a fresh opportunity to engage in our relationship with God. V'tihir, and then we'll become purified. The slate will become clean. And then the next step is umaniach tefillin, to put on tefillin. And the process of putting on tefillin is a symbol that also serves as an embodied experience. And the symbol is both internal and external, as he explains right now. He quotes the holy work of the Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, his collection of drushos, called the Yaros Tevash, who says about the tefillin, shehu chosem shem shemayim shenosen lev, that we are possessing, we are carrying upon ourselves, as you look in the iconography of the tefillin themselves, we are possessing, we are having those symbols of God upon ourselves. And why do we have them? So says the Yaros Tevash, k'mo evet shenosei hanashka bi'adono. It's like a servant who has the symbol of their master, the signet of their master. La'os shehu adono, to show themselves, but also the world, that we have the privilege of serving as the servants of God Himself. Now Rav Tzadok talks about the internal and external symbol. He says, V'al yado la'os la'atzmo, that the tefillin shel yad serves as a symbol towards ourselves. V'al rosh la'os l'kol ami aretz, but the tefillin shel rosh serves as a symbol externally to the rest of the world. As the pasuk says, V'ra'u kol ami ha'aretz, it's all the nations of the world will see, ki shem Hashem nikra lecha, that the name of God is called upon you. And the Gemara Megillah says, this refers to the tefillin shel barosh, the tefillin we put on our heads. And just to finish off that line, Kishma demara alei, that the name of God is resting upon us. And to quote another place in Rav Tzadok's work, in the Dover Tzedek, he explains the reason why we do this is not just enough to meditate on these ideas that tefillin represents, this idea of directing our hearts and our minds towards God and divine ideals. It's not enough just to think about it. In fact, the Rashba, who lived in the 13th century, was very critical of certain philosophers in living in Barcelona at that time period, who said, oh, we don't have to wear tefillin anymore. We can meditate philosophically on the ideas that tefillin represent, and that's enough. And Rav Tzadok, many centuries later, is explaining that, no, it's not enough just to have these ideas intellectually, as he says, that I reflect bekoach, in potentiality, what those ideals are. But rather, says Rav Tzadok, it has to be bepoel gamor velo bekoach ubemachshava levad. It needs to happen in an actional way, that we embody, we live out these ideals, not just think about them. It's not enough to think about them, we have to do them, because the doing them actually reinforces them and then anchors them within us. All right, the next stage in this process, says Rav Tzadok, v'kori kriyashma. What's reading Kriyat Shema? Kabbalah Tzal Mechu Shemayim, like we talked about in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then the old Torah mitzvos, and then accepting God's commandments and His mitzvos, as we say in the parsha, in the paragraph of the Hayayim Shemoa. And then Umispalo, and then we pray the Amida. Now when we look at the Amida on the surface level, it seems very eye-centric, very actually egotistical, that it's all about the certain things that we want, that we request. However, as Rav Tzadok, in truth, gam zeh michlal malchus shemayim, that the Amida, as well, as part of accepting the yoke of tapping into this transcendence, this presence of God in our lives. K'mo shekasav Tosos sham yidam lebeis. Like Tosos points out, and the Tosos, the language there is, the ikur kriyashma tefillah shaychi betefillin. A tefillin, which again, as we just pointed out, is all about Kabbalah Sa Milchus Shemayim, its essential associated liturgy is both Kriyat Shema and the Amida. And explains Rav Tzadok, Ki Kriyat Shema Eino Lanochach Hashem Yisparach, that when we're accepting the Kabbalah Sa Milchus Shemayim through Kriyat Shema, through that liturgy, the position we have vis-a-vis God is not the same that we have when we're davening the Shemoneh Esrei. In fact, that's why many Sfarim, the Mekubalim, say that you should be sitting when we recite Kriyat Shema, not standing. Because even though when we close our eyes, we cover our eyes, we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we're trying to seek out the unity that undergirds all of reality, Hashem's Yichud. But we're doing so from a sense of trying to receive that, to open ourselves up to it. But we're not standing face to face to God. As opposed to, says Rav Tzadok, Masha'inke in Tefillah, when it comes to the Shemoneh Esrei, it could appear Rashi explains that we stand Nochach, we're standing face to face, we have this complete presence with God. And says Rav Tzadok, that's the goal. V'shlemus ha-malchus shamayim shiye l'nochach Hashem Yisbarach. Like we quoted before, Shivisi Hashem l'negi tamid. But it's not just a one-size-fits-all. There's different gradations to this process. And there's different steps we need to take in order to get there. We can't just jump into it. We have to take these steps as he's been delineating through the course of this piece. But the goal, the shlemus of this process is standing l'nochach with a clear presence, an awareness of God's presence in our lives. And that's represented at this final level of the Shemoneh Esrei. V'achar kol ha'achanos elu az mispalo. It's only after following this process that Rav Tzadok has been describing for us in this piece. It's only then we can go ahead and daven, we can say the Amida, and have and hope to have that transformative experience of God's presence in our lives. And I hope today's piece has given some depth to some of the rituals we do on a daily basis that inform our morning and shown the true transformative effect they can have in our attempt to be more cognizant and aware of God's presence in our lives. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day.